This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show from the Homeoprophylaxis Conference in St. Petersburg, Florida. If you're not here, I'm doing my level best to bring out some of what was revealed here at this event. And for the first time, I've met another wonderful DO. That's a doctor of osteopathic medicine. And her name, Deborah Gambrell, from the San Francisco Bay Area. And I walked in when you were speaking, and I was floored. I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't wait to interview you. Now, the folks out there are going, well, why? What'd she say? Oh, I don't know. Let's figure this out. We're here at a homeoprophylaxis conference, and we're talking now with a doctor who's speaking there. Maybe she knows something about vaccines. Maybe she knows about the adverse events and why and what happens when kids or adults get them. Maybe she knows a little bit about how to remedy them. All of the above true? Possible? Maybe?
Possible.
Okay, we're going to see where we go. And, you know, your presentation was rooted in a lot of pretty detailed science. Right?
Yeah.
Were you always an egghead, or did that happen later in life?
Yeah, I've always been in science. I've worked in research labs, bench work, you know, all of that. All through college, medical school, I've always been involved in research, publications. You know, I just feel that it's in the science. You know, it's in looking at what's in front of us. What do we see? What's real? And to be able to look at what's happening in front of you and change your mind based on what happens instead of reading somebody else's interpretation, to actually look at what you see and trust what you see.
Critical thinking skills are something that we have a deficiency in America right now, especially in the intelligentsia and academia. And I don't mean to impugn every academician or even PhD, because I'm sure that a lot of them are really have integrity and want to do good research, but the economics at play, the money that's going and changing hands, the loans that they have to repay, and there's a lot set up. Alan Phillips, my friend, talks from a legal perspective, talks about systemic corruption, for instance, in the medical profession. And it doesn't, again, say every doctor is evil and whatever, but it just acknowledges that the system that they've entered has inherent corruption at this point. And if you question vaccines, like Dr. Bob Sears in California, who grants an exemption because a parent presents and says, you know what, my little girl, my little boy had an adverse reaction to the last vaccine we had. This is what happened. And the board says, the state medical board says, oh, well, that's not right. That's not saying you can't give an exemption for that. It's like, well, what can you give an exemption for? I mean, he observed, he talked, he questioned the patient. That's not enough. So we have a dilemma. The people in America, I grew up in a medical family. Of course, I'm a homeopath now. And we kind of worship the doctors. And a lot of folks are struggling with disillusionment. Did you have that as well going through your training or after you became a doctor?
Yeah, I would say there's a disconnect. There's a disconnect from what we're told to think and what we actually see. You know, for instance, I had a patient I was referring to UCSF, and I was trying to get through to the right department, and I accidentally got in touch with the clinical research department. And the person there said, I have no idea how to direct you in clinical care because we never talk to the doctors. You know, we never get out of the lab.
Right.
So there's a big disconnect between the people that are doing the research and the people that are treating the patients.
Right.
And that's pretty common.
Well, it's kind of, to me, like the CDC. I call them the Centers for Disease Creation. I know they don't like that, but the focal point on the virus, for instance. Everything's a virus. It's a germ theory concept, right? Louis Pasteur says, oh, yeah, the germ causes everything. When Bechon said, hey, the terrain. What about the terrain, right? And the people at the CDC who I respect the most are the toxicologists. Because when you go down deep enough and find them, they'll say, oh, yeah, well, of course, when these things are in the environment, these things manifest. And you're like, well, those symptoms match that disease they say is caused by the virus. But they don't let the toxicologists speak to the press. There's an economic incentive not to have those people come out and say what they're going to say, because what would that mean? What would that do to our existing economic structure?
Yeah. Yeah, we have a lot of really, really sick kids. We've got one in two children have one of 20 chronic diseases. And this is multi-generational, you know. This has been going on for a few generations. Children are getting sicker and sicker. And exactly as you say, it's the terrain theory. You know, our children are not able to mount a response to much of anything. And the response they mount is ineffective. And it looks like the child that has a cold from October to May every year. They never really get a fever. They never really get sick. But yet they're sick all the time.
Yeah.
They've got chronic belly pain, chronic indigestion, chronic headaches. And these are the quote-unquote healthy kids because nothing shows up in
the
lab.
Me. Yeah. I was the canary in the coal mine of Generation X.
Yep.
I had every chronic disease that now has become commonplace. It was a little bit rare in my generation. And I look back now, I know why that happened, so I would learn indelibly how to undo it. But so many have accepted chronic disease as a normal state of childhood today.
Yep. Yep. I mean, it's not uncommon for me to have a 12-month-old in for anesthesia, and they're on albuterol with three refills. I mean, they're not expecting this child to get better. There's no expectation that this child's ever going to get better.
So the tools in your allopathic side of your training, just still not there in terms of managing disease, creating disease, but really reversing disease.
There is no interest in, there's no awareness that these diseases can be cured. That's just not part of the language. It's symptom management.
We're talking with Dr. Deborah Gambrell, and here at HP, it's a worldwide choice. And you look like you're just out of medical school. And I can say that. I'm like, how do you know all the stuff that you know? How long? Can I ask you how long you've been at it?
Yeah, well, I graduated medical school in 2003 and residency in 2007, fellowship in 2009. You know, a lot of it's self-study. A lot of what I do right now, this immune recovery, immune system recovery, is all based on what I've read. And I read straight from the NIH. I read all the NIH studies. I put all of that data together. And if I have any other specific questions, I go right back to my textbooks. So that's where I get my information from. I don't really source from alternative sites per se. I go right to the study because that's going to tell me what's going on. And, you know, I think the patients deserve that. They deserve to be treated on what the most recent studies are. And there was a recent study that showed that physicians that have new information, it takes 17 years for that clinical information to reach their patient. And I think patients deserve better.
Wow.
I think patients deserve to have the most up-to-date treatment.
For a culture now that kind of has these smartphones and you can get instant access to things, 17 years for the doctors to get the information to get, you know, the help to the, you know, clinical help to the patients at this point in time. It's stunning. It really is stunning. Now, are you speaking mostly to other physicians, or because of their closed-mindedness, horse blinders, if you will, or reluctance to have a confrontation with their own cognitive dissonance, are you having to speak to the lay audience?
I speak to anyone who will listen. You know, I really, really enjoy educating the public and empowering the public and letting people know that they are in charge of their own health care and they can look up online just as well. I appreciate a patient that looks to Google because that means they're taking their health seriously. They are concerned, they're invested, they want to get better, and those are the patients that I really, really enjoy working with. In fact, most of the patients that I work with are patients that have, quote-unquote, failed regular medical care.
Yeah.
They come to me because I do have the standard allopathic Western medical basis for pediatric specialists.
Right.
And then I've also gone above and beyond to learn what else can be done. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of cases, you know, we can get a lot of progress and a lot of healing. They might not be cured, but now they don't have daily headaches. They can tolerate food. They can go to sleep without, you know, a two-hour transition. They don't have nightmares. They're not acting up in class. They can sit in their chair. You know, all of these things that don't really count, you know, to the regular pediatrician.
Right.
Or even to an anesthesiologist. We'll do cases where a child will wake up and will be screaming for 2 hours afterwards. It's called emergence delirium. It's a side effect from the anesthesia. And a regular doctor will just medicate this child. they'll just medicate away the behavior, which, as you know, drives it deeper,
right.
And it's going to come out in some other way. And they're sent home with the parents thinking that this is just a standard effect, side effect of the anesthetic, and it doesn't have to be done that way.
Right.
I've been creating a program, one of the places I work at, that specifically does anesthesia for autistic children, and it's avoiding nitrous, it's avoiding Tylenol, it's doing things that don't trigger what they already have issues with.
Nice.
And these kids are really, really waking up well, and they don't have the residual regression.
Dr. Gambrell, where can people learn more about you? Is there a website that you can direct people to? Is that easy enough?
Yep. I'm at westcountyosteopathy.com.
All spelled out?
Yep.
Okay. westcountyosteopathy.com.
And I'm also at True Health Medicine in Santa Rosa, California, T-R-U-H-E-A-L-T-H medicine.com. And I can be reached at 866-960-1910.
866-960-1910.
Yep.
We have all of this linked up in the show notes today, folks. So if you want to learn more about Dr. Gambrell, we're going to talk more. This is only the beginning, I think. And I'm already enjoying the discussion here. Now, if we're looking at the reason we're here, partly, you know, the group here for the most part has accepted the fact that vaccines are problematic, at the very least. For others, it's like, they're done. I'm done with them. I'm one of those people. I was vaccinated as a child, although it wasn't the kind of schedule they do for kids since the early 90s when they expanded the schedule. But my kids have not been vaccinated. I've used homeoprophylaxis where needed, and I have other tools that I work with. And there are a lot of parents that are waking up the hard way, I call it, because their children have been injured, right? You know, as this movie Vax from Cover Up to Catastrophe has revealed, the corruption at CDC, the trashing of data. I mean, this is anything but scientific when you just kind of discard data and pretend it never existed. And as people are waking up to this, they're also saying, what else can I do? Or do I need to? Maybe they don't ask that, but I would. But they would say, what do I do now? I don't have vaccines. Is there anything else that would do what I thought vaccines were doing? How much have you engaged in that part of the homeoprophylaxis, or were you mostly focused on the injuries that you're seeing and the remediation of those injuries?
It's mostly the injuries and the remediation and allowing the body to go through an illness process. So, you know, fevers are good. We're in a fever drought right now. Mm-hmm. Children are supposed to have a gut reset fever every 6 to 12 months. You know, at six months old, they're supposed to have roseola, and then, you know, 12, 18 months, chicken pox. They're supposed to have measles, mumps, rubella. They're supposed to have all these childhood illnesses that they are not having. And without this gut reset fever, you have residual undigested viral proteins, bacterial proteins, undigested food, emotion, anything that doesn't get down to zero. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's important to have the zero reset every 6 to 12 months in children. You don't have that, and you're going to have issues.
Gut reset fever reminds me of Full Moon Fever by Tom Petty. Somehow, I don't know there's a connection there. But we're going to talk about fever and healing and reversing vaccine damage, what to do beyond vaccines, with Dr. Deborah Gambrell here at the Homeoprophylaxis Conference.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'd say this is a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Not every day I get someone as knowledgeable and engaging in discussion on this topic. And Dr. Gambrell, I'm really connected. I'm really pleased to connect with you here.
Thank you.
And so the focal point on vaccines, there are a lot of questions out there. And folks, also, she's going to be featured in The Truth About Vaccines with Ty Bollinger. We're doing some extra things there, which I'm very excited about. So if we start there to say the problem with vaccines is... Is that a loaded dot, dot, dot? Is there enough time to say the answer to that?
Well, you know, if you look at any pharmaceutical intervention, whether it's anesthetic, pharmaceuticals, vaccines, there's always going to be a risk. There's always a risk. It's just inherent. You know, Congress has talked about the unavoidable risk with vaccination. So, you know, it's not a loaded question. It just is what it is. Mm. We are just now learning things about vaccines that we hadn't known. Dr. Christopher Exley out of Scotland has been studying the ecotoxicity of aluminum for over 30 years.
I had him on the show a year and a half ago at the Autism One conference. Brilliant man. Very
yep.
nice man, too.
Yep.
Yeah, I like what he's doing.
And he talks about how we are just now understanding what aluminum is doing to the body, things that we have not understood before, how aluminum cools off the body independently, outside of everything else that's in vaccines, how it is leading to increased food allergies, food sensitivities, autoimmune disease, and there are plenty of studies to back this up. Dr. Schoenfeld from the Autoimmune Institute in Tel Aviv, he has written over 1,500 papers. He's cited in PubMed over 20,000 times. He's written a book on vaccines and autoimmunity about just this issue, about what are the issues and the susceptibilities. And we're learning more and more about this every day. We're looking at the genetic makeup of people, things like not being able to methylate, oxidative risk. And we're every day finding out things about vaccine risk that we did not know about before. And just recently, Stephanie Sennett from MIT and Anthony Samsel are talking about the glyphosates in vaccines. This is all new information that the CDC or nobody really knew or understood. So I think it's not a bad question to reinvestigate what's happening, what we're doing.
Now, do you think that once people realize the dangers and maybe they say, you know, I weigh out the risk of the disease versus the potential damage of the vaccine, do you think it's time to panic, or are you feeling comfortable and confident like some of the things that what they call alternative physicians, whether it be MDs, DOs, DCs, homeopaths, are saying, you know what, this law of the terrain, we can embrace that and not fear the disease. In fact, we might be neglecting an important question that I think you intimated at. That these childhood diseases that bring on fevers may be beneficial, not detrimental, in fact, for preventing chronic diseases later in life.
Yeah, they've shown that with measles disease and cancer, chickenpox and brain cancer. They've definitely shown all these associations. And if we get rid of all these childhood diseases, we are going to be in trouble, without a doubt. Now, whether we should panic, I don't think that's good for anyone. You know, I think that just staying level-headed and looking at all these top researchers, what they're doing, and putting all the information together is the way to go. Yeah, I think we need to, you know, think about disease in a different way and health in a different way.
Now, were you most shocked about the fact that there were no real, genuine safety, long-term safety studies, maybe much less short-term safety studies for these vaccines before they're approved? Of course, there's no liability. We know that, but...
You know what's interesting? I have a different point of view on that, because as an anesthesiologist, none of our drugs are FDA-approved for any child under age 2. They're just not. The ability to do those studies is limited, and so it's not surprising that they don't have these studies. However, now that we know more about vaccinations and what they're causing, I think now we should pause and look, just like they did with anesthesia. There's a program called Safe Tots with anesthesia where they did specifically look at the risk of anesthesia in children under age 2, and they did find, when they looked closer, more recommendations. And I think the same thing can be done with vaccinations. So it doesn't have to be a battle. It can be a what's common sense. What can we do?
I like that. I like that a lot. What we're doing here and talking about this is you know, in fact, bringing that common sense back to the discussion, right? That we can, we don't have to panic. We don't have to yell at one another. We can say, you know what? Let's look. Let's observe. Let's report. Let's question. And again, seemingly a lost art in the sciences in so many ways that upsets science. Real scientists get upset by this, but those that are funded heavily not to do this kind of discussion, of course, that becomes upsetting to them. And I don't have a lot of patience for those folks, but I have a lot of enjoyment talking to you, Dr. Deborah Gambrell. We're going to do another segment at least here, special edition from St. Petersburg, Florida, homeoprophylaxis, the evidence-based choice. And we'll be back with more of Dr. Gambrell after this brief break. So stick with us. RobertScottBell.com, all the links, including to her.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Continuing now with Dr. Deborah Gambrell. Again, we have the links up to westcountyosteopathy.com as well as truehealthmedicine.com. You want to learn more about her, maybe engage her services if you're out there. Obviously, want to talk more about what we're learning here with homeoprophylaxis as well. We talked a little bit about the problems with vaccines. Now I want to get a sense, because you presented very in-depth on the injuries, the damage, what is happening, the pathways that are corrupted, what are the responses of the body, what does it mean? And you were talking in ways that I've rarely heard a physician talk about. So where did you get this? Did you have a mentor, or was it just like you said earlier, I just read, I research, I dig, and I come out with the stuff?
Yeah, I've been watching the children that I do anesthesia on. I've been watching their response to the anesthetic. And there's something called vagal tone that we look for as a sign of health. And I noticed that some quote-unquote healthy kids had it and some kids didn't. Mm-hmm. And both of their medical records said they were perfectly healthy. And so I looked deeper and I thought I would ask more questions. I asked the parents, you know, were they full term? How were they fed? Was it breastfed, bottle fed? What did they sleep by themselves? What were their first foods? What were their fevers like?
Mm-hmm.
Were they vaccinated? I mean, I just really over and over kept asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
And more and more I would find that looking at the children that had not had any vaccines, or the ones that didn't start until they were older, age two or so, they had more vagal tone. They tolerated the anesthesia better. And I was really interested in what's the mechanism, what's the cause of that, how is that related, how is anesthesia like vaccinations. I had had a child, neurotypical child,
mm-hmm.
who came in for their anesthetic and was recovering in the recovery room, and I was starting the next case, and I heard this screaming, this screeching that I have heard from parents describing of their child that had had an encephalitic reaction to a vaccine, like the
mm-hmm.
DTaP. And I heard this, and I thought, well, boy, who brought the vaccine-injured kid into the OR? And I looked out, and that was the child that just had their anesthesia. And that was what they call emergence delirium, this screeching.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked into it more, and I saw that the nitrous oxide that we use can inhibit the methionine synthase. And in a child who can't methylate, such as our autistic children, 90-95% of our autistic children cannot methylate,
mm-hmm.
you give them nitrous, and they will have neuroatypical behaviors.
The nitrous is what people commonly refer to as laughing
gas.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's usually pretty mild. But I saw in children that were susceptible to neurodevelopmental issues, even though they looked normal when they were awake, if they were close to that threshold, they were close to that cliff, if they were given nitrous, they would uncover these neuroatypical behaviors.
Wow.
And so I thought that was really interesting. So then I looked into vaccines, and what about the vaccine interferes with that same methionine synthase?
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, aluminum, when it's injected, can inhibit the methionine synthase. So I thought, well, that is really interesting. So now we have a mechanism for which you can affect the neurologic system of a child. And like I said, there's so many children that are sick. I would say one of two children has sensory disorders. That means they're not fully into their body. These are the kids, when you look at the grocery store, they're kind of bumping into stuff. They're knocking stuff off shelves. They're not doing it on purpose. They just do not know where their body ends. They're not in their body. And so then I would say that when we're evaluating a child for vaccine risk, for a typical vaccine risk, you would look at them and see if they are in their body,
mm-hmm.
as a prerequisite to possible vaccine risk. You know, obviously things like if a child has asthma or eczema,
mm-hmm.
or those types of things, it can be a clue that they might not tolerate the vaccine well or the anesthetic well.
Right.
You know, looking at these child with these sensory disorders, I think that can give us a clue, too, as to how they're going to tolerate something that's going to be neuromodulating.
Mm-hmm. I'm bringing into the mix a friend here of the Robert Scott Bell Show, my friend, pediatrician Dr. Cornelia Franz. And you were at the homeoprophylaxis first one last year in Dallas, and you're here again. And just love seeing you here. And I don't know, you were in Dr. Gambrell's lecture.
Yes, I was.
I was only in a little bit because I was doing a lot of radio, obviously, and I was just immediately floored by some of the things she was presenting. We're talking about here, and I figure from a practicing physician who also observes and reports and changes and shifts based on observation, what jumped out at you in terms of her presentation that was so unique that I found just stunning?
Actually, she gave me some answers to questions I'd had. One of them's on the MTHFR. I mean, there's been a lot of work, and I test a lot of kids on it, and some of the stuff that I had learned was they weren't too sure about the the A1298C mutation, and mm-hmm. she was like, nope, that's the one with nitrous oxide that can cause fatal outcomes.
That's what we were just sort of discussing. This is fascinating. Again, another thing that I had not heard yet. So I love that we get together and actually bounce these ideas and go, oh, you know, we have these lights go on finally. And it's like, wow.
And the whole heat thing was, I just went, oh, what a light bulb. Because it taps right into a lot of the Chinese medicine stuff that we do and the practitioners that I refer to.
Mm-hmm.
And that made perfect sense.
Yeah, you know, we lost our heat three generations ago. Like I was describing, Sears Roebuck in 1922 had their razor for the first time ever mm-hmm. because women were now wearing sleeveless dresses. And in the 1920s and 30s, there was polyester fabric, synthetic fabrics, replaced our wool and cotton and silk. And then mm-hmm. 40s, 50s, we really started to get the heavy antibiotic use. In 1959, Tylenol was introduced, so it was pushed heavily in the 60s and 70s. That's my generation. I grew up on Tylenol mm-hmm. and antibiotics. You know, it very much cooled us off. And then the 80s, 90s was the vaccine. So, you know, I have a mother come in, and they are guilt-ridden. They vaccinate their child, and now their child has a sensory disorder or asthma or something, and they feel like it's their fault. And what they have to understand is they're a victim, too, because they were cooled by the things that they were raised on. So we have three generations of losing our heat. And so mm-hmm. the way to get back is to increase the heat and is to allow some of these diseases, and that means the physicians have to be retrained because we've forgotten on how to treat these regular
childhood
diseases.
You call them gut reset fevers.
Gut reset fevers. Yeah, that's what we need. We need those. When a child gets a fever, we need to take that fever and put it out of the head. Mm. Children today are complaining of headaches with getting sick, and that did not happen. Mm. That didn't happen 10 years ago.
I got brutalized by the smallpox vaccine. I was one of the generation. We still got it.
Mm-hmm.
I fell asleep and re-vaccinated the mm-hmm. temple of my forehead and had what they describe as migraines times 1,000 as a kid. And I remember under homeopathic care when I met my mentor and started training a different way, there was a certain point in my time, there was two intense years of recovery, right? I think there's always more to do, but mm-hmm. two intense years. There was a point where I called him up and I said, Doc, I'm dying here. I've got this brutal fever. I don't think I'm going to survive the night. I was really scared. I felt horrible. And he on the other end of that phone laughed at me. He started laughing at me. He says, this is great news. You're actually getting stronger. I'm like, you're laughing at me. I'm dying here. But he was right. And it's exactly confirming mm-hmm. what you're saying and Dr. Franz, what you see as well, that we have become a culture afraid of fever. And because of that, we are weakening ourselves. We don't respond appropriately because we suppress it, whether it be through Tylenol or other NSAIDs and things mm-hmm. like that. And I always say, as a homeopath, I would encourage a fever. I don't suppress it. If it needs to come down, the body knows to bring it down with the remedies too. But it's a different way to look at it. So I'm glad you guys are both bringing that up. So important.
Well, the parents can tell. The parents can tell. After a child has had a fever, mm-hmm. they can watch their child and the developmental leaps that they have. A child that couldn't ride their bike, now after they get better, can ride their bike. My own son had scarlet fever this last fall. He had sensory disorder and celiac disease from the rotavirus vaccine.
Mm.
He had been kicked out of school for behavioral issues. And a week later, he developed scarlet fever. And we treated him. We were aggressively treating him.
Mm-hmm.
We kept him in bed. We didn't let him get out. You know, I did not want him to have any of the rheumatic fever or the side effects that can come if you send a child back to school too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, he went back to school 4 weeks later. And we had a meeting with all the teachers and some specialists mm-hmm. To figure out what we can do to help him, to support him. And his teacher said, I don't even know why we're here, because the child that came back to school is not the child that left. He had such a huge developmental leap, and that really showed me the power and the benefit of diseases that are managed appropriately, and, you know, but it's going to take retraining of the parents. The parents cannot send the kids back to school after scarlet fever after a week. You cannot do that. The child has to be convalesced properly.
Mm-hmm. So when you say treatment, people think of suppressive therapy in our culture. You're not talking about suppressive therapy.
I gave him things to make him more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for instance, I gave him a homeopathic that brought the fever down slightly. It took it out of his head and put it into his metabolic system, which is the gut clearing reset.
Sure.
And it made him more comfortable, but yet it didn't suppress it.
Correct. Yes. That's an important distinction. I want to make sure people are hearing you, remembering that we're taking that old paradigm and saying there's a different way to go here. right? And then there's a benefit, as you said. I also leapt in my recovery after that fever. I got stronger, yep. Not weaker. You know, I think I'm dying. But, you know, that's the old adage, that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger. There is truth in that.
Yeah, and you can tell. You can tell how sick a child was before. Because if a child has a fever mm-hmm. and then they have a developmental leap, mm-hmm. how quickly, because you will get regression again. That's just the nature of the beast. You will get some going back. Mm-hmm. And typically what you want to see is you want to see a child that has a developmental leap, and then over the next 7 to 10 days, they lose 30 to 50% of whatever they've benefited from. Mm-hmm. That's normal. And if they go back all the way to zero, then they probably have a high candida overgrowth, or there's something else that's fueling that fire. Maybe they have a lot of metals. Maybe they've got something. But if a child does make that leap and then just goes back slightly and then goes forward, that's a pretty healthy child, and that's what you look for.
I have a question. I want you to elaborate on something you were talking about with scarlet fever, because back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and, well, actually, and when I had scarlet fever, I remember being put to bed, okay, and the importance of rest. And how does that help them convalesce?
That is vitally important. That rest is vitally important. So whenever we are battling something, mm-hmm. it takes all of our life forces, everything that our liver process, our kidney process, mm-hmm. everything, our heart, blood, everything is going into fighting that disease process. Mm-hmm. And eventually those forces peter out. So you can think of somebody who has mono, right? Mm-hmm. It's a long process. And if you don't fully recover, you will get it again. And it's the same thing with the scarlet fever. Now, the point of scarlet fever is 3 weeks. That's what you want to remember.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks is when you are at your weakest point after scarlet fever.
Wow.
So you do not want a child to do any kind of physical activity for at least 3 weeks, and I say 4 weeks. So I let Lucas, I started homeschooling him a few days, which, by the way, I have tremendous respect for the teachers. I did 2 days and was done.
Yeah, you talk about bringing on exhaustion and fatigue.
It was really hard.
Yeah.
And then I kept him out of any physical activity for an extra week. So I just made sure that he wasn't going to develop immune complexes.
But this is the kind of information that's been lost to our history.
Right.
Yep. The doctors will have to be retrained. If they're going to be treating this way, they have to relearn it.
Okay, well, stick around one more segment.
Mm-hmm.
Cornelia, you can do that as well?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm having a great time.
It.
I hope you all are having as much fun as I am. Check out the links in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. That's not too much to ask to retrain the entire culture, right?
Right.
All right, folks.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
You are what you eat,
No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Scott Bell Show. All right, what a great hour. What a great show here at the Homeo Prophylaxis Conference. Thanks to Dr. Deborah Gambrell. And, of course, thanks to Dr. Cornelia Franz. It's so good to see you again. What a nice surprise.
Thanks.
And, of course, this is continuing education in a semi-official to official capacity. But I think we're all, every waking moment, if we've seen and witnessed what has happened to the children, the generations, you know, as I said, I was a canary in the coal mine for Gen X. You had an experience like that. You've seen some things in your life. You've experienced, I mean, and yet, you know, used to be that we would be the ones to be embraced, that please tell us these stories. They cannot be lost, right? When we used to pass things down by talking, by telling stories. And this is kind of, I feel like, what we're doing here, but we need more of this beyond even what I do on radio, of course. And Dr. Franz, I know you do seminars at least once a month right in the Orlando area, right?
I do.
Yeah, and tell everybody where to go again for that, how they learn about that.
They can learn about it on the website at www.thefranzcenter.com, or they can call the office at 407-857-8860.
857-8860 and
correct.
The 407 area code. And I've got that linked up as well in the show notes. And, of course, for Dr. Gambrell, we have remedied the reach for you, westcountyosteopathy.com, truehealthmedicine.com as well. And there's a phone number, toll-free, 866-960-1910. Are you doing, in San Francisco, because you're not always on the road, you got to see patients,
right,
whatever, and you're a mom, the ability to teach locally?
Yeah, yeah. I teach once a month at Health First Pharmacy in Windsor.
Mm-hmm.
I have a monthly lecture series, and it's really important to hear those stories. Those stories are vitally important. We can't forget where we came from. We can't let this current 1 out of 2 kids that are sick with 1 out of 20 diseases become our normal.
Right.
You know, this cannot be our normal. This is not normal. And we need to, in my world, I would love to create a segment where we had doctors and teachers who had been working for 30 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
Just everyone could say, you know, 45 seconds, this is what my experience was 30 years ago. I didn't have any autistic children. I
right.
didn't have sensory kids. I didn't have this. I didn't have to have an EpiPen. I just think that is so important.
Mm-hmm.
That was our normal just 30 years ago, and how quickly we've come away from that. Because otherwise, we are going to forget, and this is going to be accepted
mm-hmm.
as our new normal.
Yeah. And the shocking thing is, when we look at the whole vaccine paradigm, again, I was part of that religion years ago, that we have been robbed of an opportunity to develop and strengthen via
right.
the idea that we could prevent something that maybe shouldn't have been prevented.
Right. I know as a fact that the kids I see today
mm-hmm.
they're weaker than the kids I saw as a resident. And we saw worse diseases. I mean, I come from the generation of seeing a lot of Hib meningitis, pneumococcal meningitis, and while there were terrible outcomes for many, those that survived did well. So just in general, the children I see today, I say, are just genetically weaker.
They are weaker, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
Which goes along with everything you're talking about, losing our heat over 3 generations, more vaccines. I mean, vaccines have quadrupled since 1985.
Mm-hmm.
It's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's no end in sight.
Right.
Well, when you have a system that we talked about systemic corruption in the system, Alan Phillips talked about that last week when we were here on Friday, and the systemic, what would we say? I mean, we're starting from a paradigm here in a modern 20th century, 21st century allopathic medicine thing. It's inevitably crumbling. Even though they carry the power and the money, I don't think they have enough power and money to keep it going, because ultimately it's not sustainable. Exactly. That's the point. So then what? I'm just blessed to know both of you now, of course, that you're part of the solution, that, you know, there are places people can go and we can continue the dialogue and communicate openly, question authority, especially authoritarians.
I definitely have a recommendation for any new mom out there, for anyone who's vax curious. They just want more information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a book by Elliot Free called Vaccine Primer. And you can get it at vaccineprimer.weebly.com. It's $15, and it's a great quick read, 1.5 to 2 hours, and you'll have everything you need to know, the history of vaccinations and the mechanism of injury. It's just a really, really good read for somebody who wants to know more.
Excellent. Well, folks, again, great hour. We continue this 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We'll be back tomorrow with some advanced medicine with my good buddy, Dr. Rasha Vitar. This is the week we're all going to be in Dallas for the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. If you don't have a ticket, there's live streaming available. We have links in the show notes as well. So don't miss it, because, again, this is what keeps it going.
Right.
This is what opens our minds and hearts and other things to help these kids, much less help ourselves recover, right? So with that, I'm going to take a break here until advanced medicine tomorrow. Thank you for being here with us at the Homeoprophylaxis Conference, Dr. Deborah Gambrella. So
thank
great to meet
so
you.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Yeah, likewise.
And Neely, thank you so much. Always
you're
great
welcome.
To see you. Appreciate all that you're doing. Folks, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Tide Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.